All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back for another episode of the Dory on Purpose show. It's been a minute, guys, since we talked, but I'm telling you, we are back. We are back with a vengeance. This month, our theme was a story worth telling on the Dory on Purpose show. And as you all know, we are officially a podcast now, and we're streaming live on all platforms, your Apple, your Spotify, your Amazon Music, wherever you love to watch your podcast, you can find the Dory on Purpose show. But let me tell you guys why I am super excited today. I decided if we're going to come back big, we may as well come back big. And I tell you, the guest that I have for you all today is explosive. I want to tell you a little bit about my sister here, and I'm going to read her bio as I always do, and let's get right into this conversation. Naja Roberts is a digital asset expert, radio host, and keynote speaker from Los Angeles, California. After leaving traditional finance with over 13 years under her belt, Naja dove headfirst into digital assets, Web3, and never looked back. Naja continued her passion for assisting others by becoming one of the founding members of the largest Bitcoin group on Clubhouse, the Black Bitcoin Billionaires. She was instrumental in expanding the social group to over 130,000 members and hosted several popular rooms, including the infamous Crypto Virgin Hour. I guess that one was for me, y'all. After helping thousands of listeners on Clubhouse, Naja elevated to syndicated radio, where she now hosts Ahead of the Crypto Curve on Tavis Smiley's KBLA 1580. Naja lives by the motto, success is built on the backbone, not a wishbone, and strives to embody a boots-on-the-ground approach to community outreach. In 2021, she formed the Digital Financial Revolution Tour, an annual cross-country tour geared toward educating underserved and underrepresented areas on Bitcoin, financial resources, and practical solutions to increase economic prosperity. It is still one of the largest and only nationwide digital asset tour. While in New York, she assisted Cash App, Block, and Jay-Z's The Bitcoin Academy perfect their crypto educational offerings to the residents of Marcy Houses. She also formed the first children's digital asset education camp, Crypto Kids Camp, to help educate children about crypto and blockchain on a level they can understand. As a keynote speaker and sought-after voice in the crypto space, Naja has appeared as an expert advisor on several national news outlets, including CNBC, KTLA, Fox, as well as major conferences, panels, and podcasts where she shares her expertise on Bitcoin and digital asset education. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce some and present to others Miss Naja Roberts, otherwise known as the Crypto Queen. Well, hello, sister. How are you doing?
I am doing incredible. How are you today?
I am excited. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I feel like I'm in the room with a celebrity. What you're doing for this community?
No, ma'am.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Let me get this out, because you know we view celebrity one way. I view celebrity another way. A celebrity to me is a person who takes their time, their energy, and their efforts, and they give back to the people where it matters most. And I know that you have made it your personal mission to make sure that our people understand this new economy. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. So in that respect, I accept, and I have to say thank you to you for being on purpose. And absolutely. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to jump right into this conversation, Naja, because I have so many questions I want to ask you. But one of the first questions I want to ask you, you know, in a world where, you know, we're so uninformed, how did you dive into this space? And how, like many of us did not know, how did you know that this was going to be the space of the future and that you had to stay grounded so that you could pull us in at the appointed time? Because really, this is the appointed time, and I feel like you're right where you need to be for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I totally agree. So how I actually fell into this is like some of you all, thinking this was going to be something that was going to be fly by night. And when I first heard about it, my husband and I are financial advisors by trade. And so we were financial advising, and I had gotten to a point in my financial advisement career where I was very disgruntled with the current systems and the current policies and things that are in place, because I knew and know still to this day that they were not designed for us to win. But when you're in financial services and you all you have to offer is what they have to sell, you've got to really figure out what's best for the community. And as I started clawing through and trying to figure out, well, maybe we need to be with this product because this does something better for our community than this. And the bottom line was I was absolutely lost trying to figure out what will work best for our community, because if you really take a look at our community financially, we have been sold insurance and products and all of these things for many, many years. And let's be honest, how many people have actually capitalized on these products in your immediate community, in your immediate family? And it's not many. And so as I started looking at that, I said to myself, God, there has to be something that we can do to be the change that we want to see by educating and getting our community involved in it, but make sure that we're not constantly seeing people on the corner trying to raise money for funerals and just in a financial disarray. But there was nothing. And then Bitcoin came up in my peripheral, and I was like, ah, that's that funny money. Let them go on over there with that stuff. That's them over there doing that over there. And then it came up again, and I was like, let me try it. And I got involved trying to learn on my own because there were no Black folks. There was nobody teaching at all. And so I bought some crypto. I bought some Bitcoin specifically. I had it on an exchange, and then that exchange went belly up and all of my Bitcoin was gone. And I was like, see, I knew it. That was some frackinacka bull. That's what I call it, frackinacka bull. And I kind of set it to the side, and then it came back into my face around 2017, and I got an epiphany, and I said, this is what I've been looking for. I've been digging and combing through all of these products that are controlled by the same people that run the banks, which means you will never win at another man's game. And because we are always playing in another man's game, we had to find a different way. Trying to have our own banks is not the answer, because we still are on their system, playing their platform. I'm a system when we have our own banks on their railways, so to speak. Right. And so we still never win at the end because they control our destiny. And when I got an epiphany about what Bitcoin specifically could do for our community, where they can't control it, they can't take it, they can't burn it, they can't flood it, they can't hurricane it, they can't do any of the things. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, a lot of that is conspiracy theory. Ladies and gentlemen, think again. They control most of the narratives that we think are normal. And so with this thing called Bitcoin, I was like, man, do you mean to tell me we can control our own money? We can do peer-to-peer transactions without any intermediary. I mean, none of them are involved in this. And I said, okay, this is where we need to be. But the challenge was exactly what you just said. This was something that nobody knew about, and we had to get the word out. And so it took a lot of sacrificing, because time is money, and then money is money, because you can't find, because Bitcoin has no corporation or CEO. There's nobody to sponsor you. So you have to get out and do tours. You got to get out and talk. You got to spend endless hours on radio and on social media doing this for your community, because you know this is what they need, but they don't know that they need you yet. And that's where we were.
You know what? That takes me to a question that I had in my head. What has been one of your biggest challenges? Because I know that we are resistant as a community. We always think something is a scam. We don't want to make moves that we think are going to cost us tremendously, especially when we lack understanding. So what has been one of your biggest challenges in terms of teaching the community that this is something that we need? Because I know in my own community, I still hear people saying, you know, I'm not messing with that Bitcoin. I'm not messing with cryptocurrency, even with all of the evidence we have now. What has been your biggest challenge, and how have you overcome that so that we can move forward?
That has been my biggest challenge right there. You said it, folks that are still saying, I ain't getting involved with that. And I'm just going to say this. And this is not in an arrogant sense at all. You are going to get into Bitcoin when you deserve to. So if you wait until it's $500,000 or $1 million a coin, you're going to get involved. You just won't have as much as anybody else. So we always say that you're going to get involved with Bitcoin at the price you deserve. And so it's just really been a challenge, because people think that they've been involved in Bitcoin, but they've been involved in people's platforms who scammed them and took their Bitcoin. Bitcoin is not a scam. The websites and the people that we get involved with are scams. And that's why when you look at the crypto queen, you will see how she scammed people. And so that's why I call myself the queen of crypto. A lot of people understand in this space that other regular everyday individuals don't know any better. And so they take advantage of them. And so it's been my goal, along with a lot of other people that are very close in my circle, to do what we do for the community using our own money. We don't have sponsors, even like on the radio. You know, all these other radio show hosts are able to bring in Bank of America and Chase and all of these people to sponsor their shows. Well, I don't have that liberty, because Bank of America and Chase are my arch enemies, right? They don't want the word spread about cryptocurrency, because it pulls money out of their banking system that they were used to doing whatever they wanted to do with it. Now that there's almost $3 trillion in cryptocurrency, it came from somewhere. It came out of their banks, and they're not very happy about that. And so when we talk about what the challenges have been, the challenges have just been for our community to open their ears and hear that I'm not talking get rich quick. I am talking about slow and steady wins the race, with all of the things that lead up to why I'm saying Bitcoin is probably one of the most important things you should have in your portfolio right now. Because everywhere you go on the news, they're talking about Bitcoin and who bought this Bitcoin, and a Bitcoin reserve with the federal government, Bitcoin reserves with almost, I think it's 31 states now have Bitcoin reserves. Why doesn't the Black community have a Bitcoin reserve? Because we're bullheaded right now and really not understanding, you know, this is a state of an emergency, in my opinion. We're in a state of emergency.
What is a Bitcoin reserve? So that, because I'm that virgin you talked about in your bio, everything I'm learning for the first time, and I'll be 61 in September. So can you explain to us two things I want to explain? What is a Bitcoin reserve, and how is Bitcoin different from other coins in cryptocurrency, and how do we know the difference, which one we should follow?
Okay, so let's talk about Bitcoin reserves. Just like you have a savings account, you can have a Bitcoin reserve, which is a savings account. The difference in that is your savings account in your bank is making you no money. You're making them money. But in your Bitcoin savings account or your reserve, you may look in there and you've got $10, $15, $30, $40 more dollars than you did last week. You may look in there and you've got $10, $15, $30 less than you started with. But the point of the matter is it is an ascending asset. It has just hit the number 4 asset in the world. It has now beat out Google. I don't understand how anybody can still sit on the sidelines and think that this is a scam. The way you get involved in it is a scam, but not the coin. And so when you ask what's the difference between Bitcoin and all of the other 14.5 million coins out there, because that's how many's out there, there's a huge difference. Every other coin is considered to be an altcoin, an alternative to Bitcoin. So I don't know about y'all, but I don't want the alternative to anything. I want the thing. If I'm going to get the thing, it would be Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin was designed for you to have self-sovereign money, to be able to do peer-to-peer transactions without an intermediary. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be altered. It is, in a perfect sense of a cryptocurrency, the most perfect cryptocurrency out there. Now, all these other cryptocurrencies said, okay, we see Bitcoin, we see it's great, but we want something that processes faster. So we came out with Bitcoin Cash. And then we want something that the banks can control. So we came out with XRP. And then we want something that does this. And so we came out with this. And they're doing all of these things based on what Bitcoin is doing, but they think that they can make it better and faster. But the problem with those is there's a company that the government can go to and say, shut that off. There's a group of leaders or CEOs that the government can say, you are now in handcuffs because you're doing this thing, which is why this big thing happened with XRP for so many years. They ran litigation, but you can't go to litigation with Bitcoin because Bitcoin has no CEO. The blockchain has already been set up and it is rolling whether we like it or not, and it is going to continue rolling. And so individuals just need to understand that that is where you need space, in a self-sovereign space. And with all those other cryptocurrencies, they have purposes. If you like to get involved in their purpose, then you buy their coin. But when I'm talking about staple, my generational wealth, my children's 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 crypto, it'll be Bitcoin. If I want to support the Black community and I want to get into recycling Black dollars, I'll get myself some guap coin, because that's what guap coin does. And so that's the difference. If I want to do some NFTs and I want to buy a Nipsey Hussle photograph that they made with the NFT, then I'll buy myself some Ethereum. And so that's the only reason I use those other cryptocurrencies. But my slow, my steady, win the race, the rabbit and the tortoise, I'm the tortoise with the Bitcoin. And so I know that this is where I need to be and where my community needs to be. And I say it all the time. I feel like some of the cryptocurrencies that are being sold to our community are like selling people crack. And I'm not selling nobody no crack. So we're going to stick to the healthy, good stuff, and that's Bitcoin.
Well, let me, you know what, you made so many points. I was taking a few notes. You said self-sovereign money. I love that, because we really are at a place where we all we got. And if you haven't figured that out yet, you're not paying attention, because we are really all we have. And we are it, and we cannot depend on the banks or anybody like that to really put us in a position where our children and our children's children are going to be okay. Because for a person like myself, Social Security is raining on me. It's going to be pouring on my grandson, and God forbid what it's going to be doing on his son. So we can forget about that. We have to save ourselves, and nobody's coming to save us. So my next question is, how do we begin to educate ourselves? Like, when Naj is not in front of the room, where would you suggest we go just to start doing the education so that we can come out of this ignorant space that we're in regarding the next wave of currency?
Well, Where I would suggest you go, first and foremost, I just, and I'm shameless plug, but I think that I have one of the most comprehensive books to help you understand how to get started in cryptocurrency. I also have a Bitcoin starter kit. But for immediately today, right now, this second, as you are watching this podcast, you can open up your Cash App. Go to Cash App and buy yourself $2 worth of Bitcoin. I think the biggest misconception that we as a community have is that you have to spend $90,000 on a Bitcoin. Just like there are 100 pennies in a dollar, there are 100 million small portions of Bitcoin called Satoshis. And you could get $2 worth, you could get a dollar worth, you can get $100 worth. But my goal starting May 1st is to make sure that every Black family that is willing will have 1 million Satoshis in their portfolio, their own Bitcoin reserve. The Black community needs our own Bitcoin reserves and our own family. And we're going to start with 1 million Satoshis. And all that is right now is $940. If you don't have $940, again, start with $4.90 and just keep adding and keep adding and keep adding until you get up to 1 million Satoshis. So that is what I'm starting on May 1st, really digging in here, getting into some of these organizations and making sure that every Black family has 1 million Satoshis in their portfolio, because I thoroughly believe that as Bitcoin grows in value, as Bitcoin grows as a store of value, as Bitcoin grows as everything that we need it to do, that is going to be worth a dollar per Satoshi, which means our families will have $1 million.
So we can start that through buying it through Cash App? Is that what you're saying?
Cash App is the easiest way for people to do. I have my own exchange. You can buy from me. You can go to my website. You can get all that stuff individually later. But right now, if you just say, okay, I want to start today. Let me try it. Take $5 and buy it on Cash App. And just watch
and they should
it.
Take $5 a week. $5, that money that we're wasting on, you know, purchasing things online and all that. Take a couple dollars every day and throw it into your Cash App Bitcoin. Yes. That stuff adds up, doesn't it?
Yes, it adds up. And you know what? It's a mindset. You got to start to really pay attention to what's going on around you and saying, hey, you know what? I need to do something different. And I tell you, every time somebody pisses me off, every time I see something Trump is doing I don't like, every time they're taking down something at the African American Museum, y'all can't change that. You can march, you can scream, you can do whatever. But what I can do is have self-sovereign money. So when I feel like getting out of here, I have options. When I feel like moving myself wherever I want to move, I have options. And ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have the financial wherewithal to do that, you're going to be stuck. And if you're going to depend on them to give you your money out of their banks when the time comes, you are sadly mistaken. And so that's one of the things that people need to understand. There's and we get amnesia. Some of y'all need to think back to COVID when you couldn't get in the bank. Mm-hmm. And when the ATMs were not working, that is right. So simple and so easy for them to do. And you'll be stuck like Chuck because you won't have an opportunity to get anything out before they do whatever they're going to do. And believe me, you, they got something brewing. And so you need to make sure that you are ready for whatever is about to come down the pipe. And the only answer to that is self-sovereign money, money that you control, money that you actually can move without asking, can I get my money out of the bank, please? Oh, no, ma'am. We don't have it here. You can come back on Thursday and we can get you your money. But by the way, why do you need your money? What are you doing with your money? How do you find these people that you're about to give your money to? Are you sure this is what you want to do? And if it's not the right answer, ladies and gentlemen, the answer to getting your money out is no. Y'all didn't even know they could do that, but they do.
They do it. Don't want a substantial amount. They really want to dig into your business. If you want something over $10,000, you almost have to call the judge to meet you at the bank. So listen, guys, we're listening to Naja Roberts. She is the queen of crypto. Her website is running across the bottom of our screen. AskNajaRoberts.com. She has given us a whole education of how we need to approach this whole situation of cryptocurrency, in particular Bitcoin. And I love the conversation that we're having because it's so, so necessary. I want to move forward a little bit. She mentioned it a bit, but I want to talk about this book, Naja. I want to talk about Queens in Crypto. What inspired you to write this book? I kind of got a sense. And what can we expect when we read this book? Because I've ordered mine and I can't wait to dig into it. What should I be focusing on when I read Queens in Crypto, which is available, by the way, on Amazon? What can we expect with this book?
Well, really just really comprehensive. I think when people are listening to people talk about cryptocurrency and blockchain, it's like so high level, your ears just turn off. Because you don't want to be hearing all that technical stuff you don't understand, and they going into decentralized and fragmented, and it's just all of this stuff, and it becomes too much. And when it's too much for most people, they just cut it off. And so we designed this book so that it's easy to read. They're not calling anybody simple, but we just need regular, down to earth. Just talk to us, talk to our people, understand our community and what our needs are. And so that's what we did in this book. That's what I did in this book, is just really try to make sure I had the basic, the simple things. So you hear some of this terminology, and as people are talking, they expect you to know it already. They expect you to know what FOMO is, or HODL, or all of these things. And who would know that HODL used to mean hold, but it was a group of Caucasian guys who were saying, hold on to your Bitcoin for dear life. And one of them was drunk and wrote HODL. So they put hold on for dear life. And so hold is spelled different. And so it's just a way to really kind of bring people into my world, but piece by piece. And not, I mean, because being in this cryptocurrency space is like drinking water out of a water hose that's on full blast. You're not going to get it all in 30 minutes. You're not going to get it all in an hour. It's little by little, and you've got to get into groups where people are talking about it, and you got to stay away from scammers. Most of the platforms that will tell you that they're going to trade for you and you're getting daily this, and you're going to get this, and you're going to get this. Most of them, ladies and gentlemen, are scams, and they look good. And a lot of them look like us, and a lot of them are talking about Jesus, and they have Reverend in the front of their name. Ladies and gentlemen, they run off too. And I love me some of my pastors and friends and folks, but I will tell you, this space has been the space where you almost want to hear anything about religion and crypto and kind of say, because that's been a sore thumb of mine. The minute I hear Reverend Cynthia Pettion, who happened to rip off the most affluential Black folks in America, and I'm putting her name out there, research it. She came on, her and her husband, they look good, they were amongst us, and got away with hundreds of millions of dollars of Black folks' money. And so that's another thing that I'm very careful. I don't push anybody's product, because my grandmother used to say, they'll learn you, darn you. Well, they'll learn you, darn you. And I'm telling y'all, stay away from get rich quick. This is a slow and steady wins the race, period. Period. Bitcoin is not going to 500,000 next month. It is going to have a slow incremental growth, as it has been, because it's only 14. Well, it is 16 years old. 16 years old. I was supposed to have a sweet 16 for it this year, and stuff was just lifing, because I do steal stuff like that. But I was supposed to have a sweet 16 this year. So Bitcoin is 16 years old. But think about it. How many 16-year-olds do you know? Do they know where they're going in life? Do they know what they want to be? Do they know if they want their hair red or blue or purple or bald or a fro? They just don't know what they want. And Bitcoin, you got to look at it like a teenager. It is trying to learn its way in a new world that it's never been in before. It's competing with Fidelity, and it's competing with people that are saving in gold. It's competing with people that are in the stock market. It's trying to learn its ebbs and flows. And so all we got to do is buy a little bit Don't worry about it. I don't look at the price. If you ask me today what the price of Bitcoin is, I couldn't tell you. Could ask me yesterday. I only know because people called me and say, Bitcoin's at $94,000. I need to send $20,000 to you right now when I need to get my Bitcoin. And that is, unfortunately, when our folks like to get involved, when it gets higher and higher and higher. And it's going to continue to do that because Bitcoin has some things set up that it is incrementally supposed to grow every couple of years, and it's going to continue to do that because it's scarce. So if you hold 1 million Satoshis, you're going to have 1 million more Satoshis than everybody else in this world.
You know, I was sitting here while you were thinking, something ran through my head, Naja. People move in two ways. They either move through inspiration or they move through desperation. And right now, we're still at a space where you can inspire people to do the right thing as it pertains to their own finances and generational finances. At what point do you believe that we're going to start moving out of desperation if we have not hit that point already?
You know what? It's hard to move out of desperation when you're in it. When you're trying to figure out how to live from paycheck to paycheck, because Friday you're getting a paycheck and your money is already spent, it's hard to even fathom $5 away a month because you're already operating in the negative. And again, when you're in desperation, you're not thinking about saving, you're thinking about surviving. And so what I am suggesting to those that are living paycheck to paycheck or on a fixed income, take out that dollar or two and invest it in some Bitcoin inside a Cash App. But let me say this too. We've got to be with our folks that don't work to say, stop going to Starbucks and invest that. You got to show people what could be their alternative. So for a year, I did exactly this. I love medicine balls because I'm talking all the time at Starbucks. I need that tea. I need that honey. I need that lemon. But I learned how to make it on my own and take that $6 and put it into Bitcoin. So I did a $6 a day for an entire year. And I made my medicine ball at home. But that takes a little bit more preparation. It actually saved me money because to make a medicine ball only cost me about 50 cents. So
and
I got my tea bag
for the Starbucks.
$6.
$6.
Yes. And so I not only made my own, which was probably healthier, but I also began to save. And so you got to really take a look at what you can not necessarily take away. Because a lot of people are like, oh, well, I got to get my nails done. I got to get my eyebrows, blah, blah. Well, you could get your nails done. But, you know, instead of getting that $6 charm on your nail, take that $6 and buy yourself some Bitcoin instead of getting, I don't know, whatever additional stripes or whatever. Just take that little bit of money and put it into Bitcoin. You've got to make a cut somewhere if you're barely making it by. Even if you have, if you're a person of means, you've really got to figure out how adding Bitcoin to your portfolio could help you. And I'm not talking about going to Fidelity and saying, okay, I want to rock with y'all because I know y'all are reputable. And you're in the Bitcoin space because they are. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They're giving you exposure to Bitcoin, not Bitcoin, which means they're smoking the weed and you getting the puff puff, the what do we call it?
You're getting the contact.
But you don't want the contact, you want the thing. And I don't smoke weed, so that was probably a bad analogy.
But everybody understands what you're talking about, though.
You're getting the contact and not the actual benefits. And so when you buy from Fidelity, BlackRock, you're doing a Bitcoin ETF, you're getting it in your 401k, you're doing all of these things, you are getting the contact, not the actual thing. So just make sure that you're clear. You can own the actual asset without any intermediary. You don't need them. And as much as they're about to come into this space and tell you how much you need them, ladies and gentlemen, you do not. The banks just got authorization to hold your Bitcoin. But you know what I say? No, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate all you do or don't do for the Black community, but no, thank you. I got this.
This one we're gonna do on our own. We're gonna do this on our own. I'm looking at the clock. I can't believe it is 1:43. I'm gonna have to ask you in front of all the people, would you consider coming back? This is a subject that we might have to do in two episodes. We'll work absolutely out the details. But let me tell you all, we are listening to the Queen of Crypto. Do not get her confused with the Crypto Queen. Those are two different people. We're listening to the Queen of Crypto, Miss Naja Roberts. You can find all things Naja Roberts on her website, Ask Naja Roberts. It's scrolling. If you're looking at this on video, it's scrolling on the bottom of our screen. If you're listening to this on the podcast, it's Ask, A-S-K. Naja is spelled N-A-J-A-H. Roberts.com. You need to know this lady. She is one of the pioneers in the crypto space for our community, and she is committed. How many years has it been now, Naja, for you in this space?
Man, for me in this space, it has actually been 8 years. 8 years.
That is a true commitment. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just trying to make a straight path for our community to get on. So we got to get this.
Well, before we close out, can you give us an idea of some of the upcoming? I know you got a book tour coming up. I know you got a lot of exciting things happening. Anything you want us to know about before we go ahead and close out this first episode, because Naja has already agreed to come back and talk to us one more time. So what you got going
So this Saturday coming up, and we want this to be a timeless podcast, but this Saturday coming up on May 3rd, we'll be in Inglewood at the Bayou Grill. A lot of people don't know the Nipsey Hussle and I were working together or getting ready to work together on a project in the cryptocurrency space. And then he had an untimely demise. And so I will be at his stepfather's establishment called the Bayou Grill, not even just for my book signing, but really giving the community we're going to be honoring Nipsey as well for being one of the other pioneers in the cryptocurrency space. That's this Saturday from 1 to 4.
Any chance we can get you out here on the East Coast? What do we have to do to get you on the East Coast? I think you just hit the mute button. Any chance we can get you on the East Coast?
Absolutely. You can get me on the East Coast. So let's talk about it. I love the East Coast. My folks are on the East Coast. I have to say, y'all do it a different kind of way. And I love the hospitality on the East Coast. So yes, ma'am, please have me there. I would love to.
Absolutely. We're going to work that out. Well, guys, we wish we could stay all day. I want to take this opportunity to thank my sister, Miss Naja Roberts, the Queen of Crypto. Again, you have to go to Amazon and get her book. It's called Queens in Crypto. It's available right now on Amazon. Let me tell you, we all are in this space, whether we want to be here or not. We are no longer an option, you guys. And we have this sister who is leading the way for us, who is giving us the deets on how we can get in without getting hurt, because so many people got hurt in the space. I think that's why we're so skeptical. So I'm going to go ahead and say thank you on behalf of our guests. I look forward to having you back, Miss Naja Roberts. I know you got that little baby over there waiting, your little grandson, that I had a chance to see his beautiful face. We're doing this. This is what we're doing it for. We're doing it for our children and our children's children. So any last words before we close out and take this thing home?
No, ma'am. Just thank you very, very much for being Dory on purpose. And I appreciate you. And I look forward to rocking with you for many years to come, sister. Let's make this happen.
Absolutely. Well, you heard it first here on the Dory on Purpose show. We are going to have Miss Naja Roberts back again. We are super excited that you joined us today. We will be here every Thursday in the month of May. And listen up, stay tuned, because we got some good guests coming your way. So here at the Dory on Purpose show, we want to say thank you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you soon.